From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Senate Judiciary Committee has approved the nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the U.S. Supreme Court. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
If confirmed by the full Senate next week, as expected, Sotomayor will become the first Hispanic to serve on the nation's highest court and the third woman to serve. But any thought that she would get significant Republican support has died in recent days as the Republican leadership, gun rights, and other conservative groups press the case against her. Today, the only Republican to vote for her, South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, conceded that he didn't like some of her speeches.
The speeches did bug the hell out of me. She embraced some concepts that just really were unnerving. But you know what? How many of my speeches would unnerve people on the other side?
In the end, said Graham, he found Sotomayor qualified, of good character, and within the mainstream in her judicial philosophy. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
A House committee has approved legislation to give shareholders the right to vote on pay packages for executives at large financial firms. The vote would be non-binding. Under the bill, those companies would have to disclose payment structures that include incentives. Republicans on the committee argued against the bill, saying it would give regulators too much power. Democrats say the bill would help discourage corporate executives from taking high risks, like those that led to the financial crisis. California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has signed a budget agreement that should close the state's $24 billion shortfall. More from NPR's Ina Jaffe.
Schwarzenegger said the budget was like the good, the bad, and the ugly. Good because there were no new taxes, and bad because of severe cuts to education and social programs. He said that was the reason for the relatively somber ceremony.
We don't celebrate today because those cuts are nothing to celebrate about.
Schwarzenegger used his line item veto to cut an additional $656 million from children's health, aid services, and other programs. But Democratic lawmakers say he doesn't have the right to do that, since this isn't a new budget but a revision to one passed in February. In a written statement, Senate leader Daryl Steinberg said, "We will fight to restore every dollar of additional cuts to health and human services." Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Nigeria's president says the situation there is under control following 3 days of unrest that's claimed dozens of lives and displaced thousands in four northern states. The government imposed curfews and dispatched security forces to maintain calm. Sporadic gunfire was reported through the day in the capital of Borno State, where some of the worst violence occurred on Monday. Troops searched homes and a mosque there for members of a radical Muslim sect blamed for the clashes. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 11 points to close at 9,096. The Nasdaq gained 7 points. The S&P was down 2. This is NPR News. Federal drug agents have again raided property belonging to the doctor who was with Michael Jackson when he died. Agents seized unidentified items from Dr. Conrad Murray's Las Vegas home and office. Murray's Houston office was searched by DEA agents last week. Police have not labeled Murray a suspect and say he is cooperating with the investigation into whether Jackson was given something that contributed to his death. Jazz composer George Russell has died. His music and his theories helped pave the way for the likes of Miles Davis and John Coltrane. Russell died yesterday of complications from Alzheimer's. He was 86 years old. NPR's Tom Cole has more.
George Russell was launched on his quest for a new way of playing music when he was fired from a band. He focused on composition, writing Cubano B and Cubano Bop for Dizzy Gillespie. Just as he was gaining recognition, Russell contracted tuberculosis and nearly died. In the hospital, he began to develop his new approach, the Lydian chromatic concept of tonal organization. It's not as daunting as it sounds. It's intended to create a greater unity between notes, chords, and scales. And unity is what George Russell was after, as he told NPR in 1987.
I'm not interested in style. I find style really limiting. I'm interested in expressing this huge idea of everything.
Tom Cole, NPR News.
Oil prices dipped today. Benchmark crude for September delivery fell $1.15 to settle at $67.23 a barrel in New York. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.